has to have a leader.
Okay.
This is tape two. We're talking about the transition to semesters, and I asked Dr. Summers, what was your role in the switch from terms to semesters?
Well, David Scott was very, very much convinced that we should go to semesters. And we had meetings, actually, with every college, which was on a variety of things, but this was one of the things that was brought up in each of those meetings. The faculty wasn't quite sure that they should change, especially agriculture and some of the colleges, which felt that the three-quarter, especially for the use of the summer, was much better than the semester. But David Scott remained convinced, and he finally developed these all university discussions about this, and then had a vote. And the vote, as you may recall, was very, very close. It only won by a few votes, and there were some absentee ballots that that came in later, and if they had been counted, actually, the issue would have lost. So it was something that that Scott was very, very interested in accomplishing, and he eventually made it.
So the academic governance was key at that in that decision ultimately, or supporting what he wanted.
Well, so I was in the provost office at that time.
Mm-hmm. Did you favor the switch to semesters?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's provided, I think, a better chance for student involvement over a longer period of time in developing certain kinds of things, writing and projects, which can be developed much better over a semester length rather than a quarter. And we're spending an awful lot of time in getting ready for a quarter and carrying on the various methods of getting the enrollments in classes. There was a lot of administration, which...
That reduced it by a third.
Right.
What in some of the areas that would say so you were in that much longer than you anticipated, mm-hmm. in that job, and then did you ultimately retire right after?
I ultimately retired from that job. I started out as an acting assistant provost, and he towards the end made it a regular position.
Mm-hmm.
Good experience.
Mm-hmm.
And often felt that, looking at it from the position of the fourth floor of the administration building is something that, in looking at the entire institution from that perspective, I felt after I had been there for a while that every faculty member should have a chance to see what the university looks like from that perspective and that kind of a responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, you're not looking at your own course, your own department, your own research, but what are the best ways to proceed for the entire institution? And that broad perspective is something the faculty don't have a chance to see from their position as a faculty member in a unit. Even 2 weeks, I think, would have changed the perspective of many faculty members if they had a chance to see. And the amount of complaint that goes on concerning the higher administration, that we have too many of them, mm-hmm. that they're not doing what they should be doing, I think that they would have a much better understanding of the total responsibility and the passion and the time and the importance which they place on what they're doing, and the time of not only time, but the length of time and the total responsibility which they perceive for the position and the importance which each of those decisions that they're making, you know, what it has for the entire institution. You just can't see that unless you're up there and participating in that process. Mm-hmm.
Did you have any other contact with the president during President DiBiagio's administration?
Well, as a member of the provost, we had, let's see, was DiBiagio?
He was president when you retired.
He was president when I retired.
Okay. Right.
And so there was some relationship between he and Scott and the provost office. So in that respect, there was a reasonable amount of contact. And also, when I was in the steering committee, he was president and relating to the board, so I saw him there in that kind of a context as well.
Mm-hmm. What was your position on his leaving? Obviously, your opinion of that, or the struggle between the board and the issue of athletics and academics.
Yeah.
What's your position on that?
Well, I thought it was I thought that DiBiagio had been doing a good job, and for him to leave based on the relationship with just a few board members and Perlis and athletics, it was just unfortunate that should interfere with. He got very personally involved in very. I think it affected him very seriously, actually, because of the amount of talk that was going on, the kind of talk that was going on, would probably interfere with most people in terms mm-hmm. of their staying with and doing the job that they were hired to do.
In your retirement, have you had any added contacts with the university?
Well, I continue to be on three committees in the department. I have served as a senior consultant on the Atlas of Michigan committee. We have a meeting actually in the 8th of August. Early on in I felt since retiring that the university was not utilizing the tremendous talent that still exists walking around the streets of this area. Then you'll find out that when you retire that you're suddenly from a person has some clout on the campus to a nobody.
A nobody.
Any institution, actually, in many, many ways, rightfully so, is concerned with what they're doing, what the future, what the young faculty they're bringing in, and not those that are passe and have gone on. But there still is a lot of perspective, a lot of talent in these people that have retired that could be utilized, I think, by not only this university, but of higher education in total around the country. And Walter Johnson and I were working with the Retirees Association, and we got into the faculty handbook a statement on the role of retirees and what they might do, the kinds of things that they might do. And that statement is in the current faculty handbook, so that in that sense, I think, have had a role. Also, in my association, the Association of American Geographers, we've developed a retired geographies organization, which is an affinity group of the National Association of American Geographers. And I've served, I just finished a two-year term as a board member of that retired geography study. And we're trying to do in geography what I think should be done in the university, where you try to find out how retired people can fit, what they can contribute, and how they could be better utilized. Those that want to, there are people who would like to just fish or golf or do something other than what they had been doing, and they should have that opportunity. Mm-hmm. But there, at least 50% of those that retire have a desire to continue on in some aspect of their competence, and that isn't being utilized, I don't think, to the extent that it could be and perhaps should be.
In looking back at your career here at Michigan State, what would you say was maybe has developed to be the most important that you can think of?
Well, I think the most important thing probably is to be involved not only as a teacher in your area of specialization in the development of your unit, but to see how that unit relates to the whole institution. The importance, actually, of getting known in various parts of the institution. I think that's important as a chair, certainly, because I don't think you can any longer operate a unit in isolation. Mm-hmm. It's part of the total institution, and I know that there are places where geography and other units have gone out of existence, and one of the major reasons, I think, is that they haven't paid attention to how they should relate to the total institution. They're interested in developing their own high-level competence in a certain research area or a certain teaching area, not interested in the academic governance of the institution, not interested in the relationships of one unit to the other. That I don't think is a way of being successful anymore. You have to be a part of the institution and cooperate, actually, and become useful in enlarging the horizons of an individual department, individual academic area, and what it can develop. So if I had any success as an individual, I think that's one of the things I was conscious of was developing that relationship with other parts of the university, relating to other academic administrators in various ways, and a subject can't be successful unless they appreciate what you're doing and what you're accomplishing. Mm-hmm. You've got to work at that. I think that if I had any success, that it was having that as a major objective and carrying it out, I think, sort of successfully.
I want to thank you on behalf of the project and for your insights and sharing the time with us.
All right.
Thank you very much.
I hope that you get some good information from a variety of people that would be useful to anybody who wants to look at it in the future.
We are so far. Thanks.